Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Tim Chambers. In 2009, Upper Mississippi River Conference speaker Mayor Joseph Riley of Charleston addressed attendees with the theme, Designing Great Public Places. A national leader in the area of urban planning, he has put Charleston in the forefront as an example of high-quality urban design, and it's recognized as one of the most livable and progressive cities in the U.S. He remarked that generally people do not understand the importance of the public realm. It contributes so much to the health and happiness of citizens. We are now an urban nation, so the success of our culture directly relates to the quality of our public spaces. Something beautiful in the public realm gets to the souls of all who use it. First, he warned, respect the site. Consider its uniqueness before you do anything else. We aren't looking for the cheapest land for public facilities. We are looking for the finest land for public facilities. In Charleston, that's our waterfront. We want to make places so special that they freeze memories, places so special that they are where people go to propose marriage. A lot of people have only their city. Mayor Riley, Charleston's mayor for 40 years, talked here of an encounter with a constituent early one morning. While jogging along the waterfront park, he came upon a man sitting on a granite boulder. He first noted that the park designer had been right. People would sit on the boulders as he predicted they would. He asked the gentleman if he came there often. Every day, he said, there isn't a more beautiful sight than to see the sun come up on the ships in the harbor. The man was a maintenance worker, middle-aged with epilepsy, living with his mother. He had only his city to enjoy. The public realm was designed with him in mind. Remember, in planning riverfronts, our finest land for public facilities, for many, the city is their only opportunity in life for inspiration and nourishment.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.